Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
The National Anthem at Noon is presented by Billy G's Carolina Barbecue. BillyG'sCarolinaBarbecue.com. Incredible catering. Incredible. So anytime you need a caterer, that's where you want to go. BillyG'sCarolinaBarbecue.com. Reference our name, of course. They'll take great care of you. CarolinaBarbecueSauce.com to have it delivered to your doorstep. By the way, if you live in the Lowcountry, and soon it'll be in all the food lines, but if you actually live in the Lowcountry, I know in Columbia, a lot easier, or if you don't want to go to the website and just have it delivered, Burbage Meats in West Ashley, they carry it. So you can always stop in there and pick up a bottle or two or six or whatever you need. Mike Morgan joins us for Power Hour, presented by our friend Ryan Brewer. Ryan Brewer Fence is where you'll want to go if you need one, business, home, whatever it is. They do a ton of work for the University of South Carolina, and there's a reason for that, because they're the best. He's the best, too. How was your weekend there, Mike?
It was great, guys. Great to be back with you. I always feel withdrawal symptoms when we go more than a couple of days without appearances, so it's good to be back in the comfortable space that is ITG, part of the burgeoning Chief Sports Network, and weekend was great. I got a little golf in myself and actually had one of the better rounds I've had in a while. I played with my old high school basketball coach who never stops coaching. And it's funny because when I'm around him, I revert to feel like I'm back like a 16, 17 year old, just hanging on every word and afraid to screw up. But he plays these mental games. He's really good. I mean, this is a guy that when he was getting started and coaching at various spots, he used to go to Hank Iba's house like every weekend in the off season. Former Olympic coach and legendary Oklahoma State coach. He learned from some really good people. And we were running he knows Tex Winter. We were running the triangle offense before the Chicago Bulls were. So it's just bizarre. It's surreal to play with him. He looks like Martin Sheen, and he's in his late 60s. And the guy is just still like getting it done. Makes us all feel like, okay, are we going to be in that good a mental condition and shape when we get that age? But yeah, got to do some of that. Got to obviously watch some Masters, watch some baseball. Hate it for Spencer Strider. I know we got a lot of Braves fans out there. That is a major, major blow. It's not, they're going to make a move, maybe a couple. Anthopoulos is as good as they get, but you're not going to replace Spencer Strider. People don't give up pitchers that good unless it's a complete fire sale. So that's a major death blow. You could still win a seventh straight divisional title. And if you don't have Spencer Strider, who's the one guy that showed up on the mound for the Braves last postseason, I think that's crippling. But and then follow some of the spring football games, and I use that term loosely. Yeah, it's
what are we doing?
We are, as someone who's broadcasted a lot of these, we're now mailing it in. Let's be honest, we're mailing it in.
I think I agree with that.
We no longer, like, if I'm JC in the Big Spur, I'm probably getting more out of this past weekend's scrimmage than I will on Saturday for the spring game, where, I don't know, Dawn Staley will catch a touchdown pass, and maybe Hootie and the Blowfish will go out there on special teams and kick an extra point. Like, it's just become kind of a silly exhibition for most schools. I had LSU last year, and I will say this, the old school coaches like Brian Kelly, like, they were actually blitzing and hitting. There's a few left, but for the most part, they just realize, look, this is what it is. We're doing it because we have to do it. We don't want to do it. We're paranoid about having an injury and everybody second guessing us if that happens. So it now has become like the Pro Bowl, and more coaches are treating it as such. So I don't get a whole lot out of watching spring football games. I don't feel like I learn much at all about any of the teams.
Well, you don't have to hold a spring game. So
no, you don't, but the fans want it. I mean, you have some spring games that'll get over 50,000 people, whether or not you want to charge for tickets, and TV wants it because it's a 2-hour window. And I can tell you, like, the ones that I've done, they replay those suckers 100 times in the summer.
I know. Nobody knows them.
Like, my phone will start blowing up like, yeah, I'm watching you on the LSU spring game. It's July 23rd at like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, that game is 3 months old. Yeah. I just saw Jaden Daniels throw a nice post pattern, little skinny post there for the touchdown. Nice work there. 2 years ago, I had the Kentucky game in the snow. It snowed before the kickoff in the spring game. And we're all just like, what are we doing here? You know, Mark Stoops is saying, my God, do we really have to go through with this? So, yeah, I mean, there was a time where spring games actually did mean something. They weren't everything, but they were something. Now I'm convinced more than ever they're nothing. And if you really want to learn about players' progress, you probably gain more from the scrimmages than you. And then, of course, a lot of coaches don't give you access to those. But I think you gain a lot more from that than you do a quote unquote spring game.
What do you think, JC? What if you closed it? And look, I get it, fans. It's not like fans aren't going to show up in the fall. It's not like you're hurting the fans. You're not. What if you closed it and just did one final scrimmage? Or, you know, what if college football made some adjustments and the Gamecocks played, you know, Presbyterian on Saturday and Clemson played Newberry, things like that?
Because inevitably, during a spring deal where you're emptying your bench and playing your walk-ons and Newberry keeps its starters, and you're going to lose a spring football game to Newberry, and somebody's going to get fired. I mean, think about someplace like Auburn. Auburn plays Samford in the spring game. All of a sudden, you know, through no fault of his own, Malzahn with a 21-7 ho-hum kind of lead, Samford kids are playing their ass off. He does the right thing, starts emptying his bench, plays his walk-ons, doesn't want to get anybody hurt. Samford comes back, picks up a fumble, returns it for a touchdown late, goes for two, and wins the game. Do you not think Yellowwood is going to call and fire him? Yes, War Eagle, you don't lose a spring game here. And I think that more so than injury is what coaches are worried about because, I mean, you know, look, I'll bring it back home when Gamecock fans were frustrated with Frank Martin a few years ago because he lost a exhibition to Augusta College in basketball. And it's like, that game doesn't count, guys. Well, it shouldn't have done it, you know. And so that's probably why if you're a coach, you're like, thanks, but no thanks. Now, could you, and we talked to Luganville. We had him on. By the way, please go check out that interview. He was on fire.
Killer.
JC and Morgan. We got a lot of clips up of him, too. He's really becoming a swami of our time for the sport. a spokesman for the sport that uses common sense, like a whole lot of common sense. You got to love that about him. Anyway, I digress. They got the UFL now, and it's working. It's a better brand of football than maybe any other league outside of the NFL since the USFL back in the 80s. You know, it's good. So spring football is going to probably start becoming more of a thing where people are following teams and stuff. I wouldn't have a problem with some of these bowls moving to the spring, and you go through spring practice, you get ready, and you go play a bowl, and you know, maybe it counts on your record. Sure, you're still going to get people fired, but if you know going in, it's a game that counts, you know, or use it for a tiebreaker or something. I don't know, but then that's one thing, you know, and that's tricky too with all the roster churn and stuff that we go through these days as well. But it's just unlike high school where, you know, nobody cares if you lose the scrimmage or you lose the jamboree or whatever, because, you know, they've done it. Their fans are used to it for, you know, 50 years, or in the pros where nobody cares about the preseason record. College fans are thirsty for, they're like a bunch of thirsty individuals. They're thirsty for everything they can get. I think a lot of them, yeah, myself included, they want to know the outcome of every game, you know, which I don't know why, because it takes all the fun out of it. And so you're constantly trying to predict. That's why people predict the records and stuff like that. So you start losing exhibitions. That's not good. I mean, that's a black mark, you know, no matter what the reality of the situation, no matter who's on the field. You know, you start losing the smaller teams. That's one thing. And then if you, so say you go play another Power Five team, say South Carolina plays Georgia Tech. That's their kind of spring game, right? Would you really want to play a spring game against Paul Johnson's Georgia Tech? No. Jeff Collins? Heck yeah. Even Brent? Yeah. Right now they're traditional, but you know, you're not gonna want to go and get your knees chopped off all day unless you got like a season opener against the Citadel or something, you know? So it's tricky as far as like, who are you going to play? And then how much is the outcome going to be weighed? I mean, I think, would it be positive? Yes. I think, would it help coaches coach better and prepare their team better? Yeah. Cause it gives you a look against an opponent, and that's invaluable. It's the only sport that you don't do that in. But, I just think the fans and the pressure and the quick triggers on firing and the money, all the things that make college sports what they are, college football what it is, would work against that being a productive outing for your football program.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
I don't think it's going to happen regardless. So, I mean, honestly.
You don't think what's going to happen?
We're ever going to see spring football matchups. I would love to see it.
I would too, but probably not.
I don't think we're anywhere close to that happening. I don't think the bowl schedule is going to be moved. I think that 10 years from now, we're going to be complaining about spring football and it's going to be the exact same.
Bro, it's probably not a very out there take. I don't know. I mean, I guess if there are major changes that happen at some point in time, because you never know when it's going to pop up of work, you know, college football separating and doing this, that, and the other. Those are things that certainly could come into the equation. The way that it is now, I don't see that happening either. But yeah, I don't know. I like the spring game. This is me now. This isn't JC or Mike or Phil or any of you in the chat box. I used to like the spring game because I like to go watch football and get to know the new guys. And
yeah.
I remember the probably the most influential spring game ever on my life was 05, Coach Spurrier's first year. It was, oh my God, Steve Spurrier's here. We all went into the bleachers just because we wanted to actually see the fact that Steve Spurrier was really the head football coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. You could not believe that. And so, but now, spring games to me are an opportunity to take my kids and have something fun to do for them. And
it's like going to the fair. It's like going
has
to
nothing to do with football. Yeah,
like going to a spring training game in baseball. Like you don't care who wins. You're going to see a lot of backups. There's no intensity, but it's fun at the old ballpark, right? You know, get yourself some peanuts and Cracker Jacks and have a good time.
I get a little bit out of it, like individual talent, eyeball test wise, but then you kind of look at it, and if you base it completely on performance, like. That's what games are based on, is performance in game. You're going to get burnt as an evaluator because, like last year, Elijah Davis looked really good. Anybody hear anything from Elijah Davis all season? Colasardo, John Colasardo, I think is his name. He's a walk-on linebacker from Chapman. For two straight spring games, dude, this guy's been all over the field. It's like Brian Urlacher. Right. And I mentioned him the first year. Oh, this guy may get on the field. Now, honestly, a couple of times last year where they emptied the bench and he got on the field, he was making plays then too. So maybe he's just a guy that needs to play more. I don't know, special teams or something. But you know, you go through and these heroes in the spring game that the season gets there and you're like, well, I mean, Eddie Lewis was a guy I thought could help. And he did against Furman and then disappeared. For a lot of reasons, but Craig, Elijah Caldwell was not here for the spring last year. I'm going to explain this for the final time. That was during underwear workouts in shorts and shirts with Spencer during the summer when Elijah looked good. When the pads came on, Elijah went to bottom of depth chart.
Yeah.
It's a different game. Elijah Caldwell was not hyped during the spring. Go ahead.
I'll add this too, and we got to go to break, but chew on this for a second. Like one of the other things that you could get out of the spring game in years past was because you had consistency in a roster, right? So you could see so and so in year two, and so in year three, and so in year four, and it was actually a pretty neat little measuring stick for fans. But it was also a good measuring stick for the staff. And this is where I'll let y'all chew. Obviously, JC, you'll be able to add way more to this than probably any of us could. But this is such an evaluation period now for all these staffs. I mean, you have so many mid-year enrollees now that you never used to have. And then you have so many transfers. And this is your first time to get to know these guys. So the way that you're evaluating in the spring period via practice and then via scrimmage and then via the spring game is I would predict, and this would be something to ask Shane. I think we'll get Shane on after spring's over. How is it different evaluating a football team in the portal era and the mid-year enrollee era versus what once was, where you pretty much knew the large majority of your guys, you know, year over year? It's different. So when they run out there on Saturday, right, these coaches are still getting to – they don't even know some of these guys. I mean, I guarantee you there's coaches everywhere who are like, what's his first name again? 31. Oh, John. Yeah, John. That's right. Where did he come from? Texas. Oh, okay. You know, like it's not like the old days. So it's a totally different eval period. Anyway, so I don't know. Chew on that for a second. I know Mike's got a very lengthy drive around the SEC. They're all going to be lengthy. Texas and Oklahoma are now part of the league, so we got a long ways to go.
I can shorten it now. Lengthy is not – I don't know if I want that to be the staple of the love Chevy driver in the SEC.
I meant hypothetically. You know,
in terms of mileage and coverage?
Right, I-20, vast. And then you got to cut up. Yeah, yeah.
It's a vast.
Any states that have panhandles are lengthy. Yeah. And they both have pan.
We get from like I-10 to I-60, right? Like that covers the SEC these days.
Yeah, it's an expanding footprint, much like ITG is. You know,
next season, it will be a flight around the SEC presented by Wheels Up, right?
That's
the show.
Road trips are gonna become a little bit longer, a little more pricey for those that have the means to do so.
Yeah, we'll hop on with Quinn Ewers and his new Wheels Up deal. So hang tight, more on this. We've got some hoops. Really want to get your thoughts on Mark Pope. And clearly we're halfway through the SEC baseball year. It's a great time to eval what's going
on. Fire Mitch Barnhart. Sorry. And, go ahead.
That's right. No, no, no. It's Fire Ray Tanner. It's Ray's fault that they didn't get their top three or four picks.
Top three or four picks, which they didn't, which I told you they wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's Kentucky basketball getting rejection letters.
Yeah. It's Coach Tanner's fault.
It usually is. That. Yeah.
That's right.
Usually is.
Ray Tanner cannot hire a Kentucky basketball coach. He must be bludgeoned and banished.
GamecockTraditions.com will make you look really good for big Gamecock weekend. Make sure you visit them while you're in town. GamecockTraditions.com, Gamecock Traditions in Lexington, and the Village at Sandhill. We'll be right back.
Charleston Fitness Equipment is keeping South Carolina in shape. Clients have come from all over the Palmetto State to find that one piece of equipment that they enjoy that keeps them looking and feeling good. Whether it's a home rower, treadmill, elliptical, free weights, a home gym, or something else, Charleston Fitness Equipment keeps the mirror smiling back at you. Get in shape like the Gamecocks do. Visit CharlestonFitnessEquipment.com. Gamecock owned and operated and proud partners of Inside the Gamecocks, the show.
The preferred sign partner of Gamecock Athletics is Signorama Columbia, and they should be yours too. A full-service sign company that handles design, production, install, and service, Signorama Columbia has helped to bring to life the perfect vision for so many all across South Carolina. Owned and operated by proud Gamecock alumni, they can handle all types of signage, including interior and exterior, vehicle graphics, and more. Go to Signorama.com and find the West Columbia location or call them at 803-407-9284. Bring your brand to life with Signorama Columbia and go Gamecocks.
Cold Joe here, and when I'm not eating average jambalaya or celebrating endless summer in Destin, I like to eat pimento cheese straight off the bucket. Mmm. And the only pimento cheese I like to eat is from Nana's Porch. It's award-winning. It'll melt in your mouth. It's good on a cracker. It's good in a bowl. It's good on a piece of bread. Also, don't forget Nana's Porch has a hell of a food truck. It's award-winning as well. And they're here for all of your catering needs. So get online, nanasports.com. It's good. Coach O signing off. Endless summer, go Tiger.
For chicken cock, we get a medium to medium plus toast. The char level, we use a number 3 level char. If you char too deep, you start burning away some of those flavor components that you just created. If you just char a barrel and you don't toast it, you're going to create some of those flavors just on a thin layer just inside the char, but not the actual depth and full extent of flavors that you're going to get if you toast it properly. All those elements, that's exactly what they do. They boil down to great flavor.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're in the real estate market in the Lowcountry or even in the Midlands, please contact me, JB, with Coast to Coast Realty SC. Go Gamecocks.
This break is presented by Billy G's Carolina Barbecue, the state newspaper's 2023 winner for Best Catering, Best Barbecue, and Best Food Truck. Visit BillyG'sCarolinaBarbecue.com for all of your catering needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
It's now time to take a drive around the SEC.
Brought to you by Love Chevy. Act now for spectacular savings on the best selection of new Chevys. I-26 at Harbison and at lovechevy.com. Together, let's drive.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I guess we're going now, huh, boys?
Yeah.
I missed the memo on that.
Phil, I think I misled you.
We teased it, right? Heading into the break.
No.
That means
no, I know.
Maybe
I
we'll start it when we come.
No. That's not on you. That's on me. I was meaning for later, but I misled that whole thing.
He was teasing the tease, Phil. No, tease,
yeah.
The actual tease right. coming you know up what? Right now.
Yes.
No, it's okay.
On the Love Chevy driver on the SEC, Kentucky sells out.
Known when I saw the wide-eyed stare at the screen from you, and the when it came on, I'm like,
you know what?
Oh hell, we're not ready for this, are we?
Hey, we're pros, man. I've always got one in my back pocket.
I was like, I knew I could count on you.
Yeah,
yeah, but okay, yeah. I'll eat that one.
Phil, I said it. It's on me.
Committed
on me.
To the whole time spent listening thing and just drug that out for another, at least one more 20-minute break.
It's okay. That is on me. I should have clarified it probably at the top of the hour. So I'll take the blame on that.
All right. So do you want to go here?
Go for it.
All right.
I got the band fired up. We're ready. Let's go.
It's the Love Chevy.
He put gas in
around the SEC. Our man Ben Hoover over there in Harbison, home of the $1,000 low price guarantee, best selection, best staff, best everything. Let's face it. All right, let's go for another Emmy here. Let's win another sports Emmy with this. We've got, let's see, four major items that I want to hit in this. Let's start with the Masters. Congratulations to SEC alum Scotty Scheffler. Everybody know where Scotty went?
Texas.
That's right. So we now have to call them SEC alums. In fact, they won three Big 12 championships. He's originally from New Jersey. I was doing a deep dive on Mr. Scheffler since looks like he could be the next big thing in golf, because it seems like a lot of these other guys, they get their money, particularly if they get the Live Tour money. They move to Jupiter, where JC had his wedding. That's like golf capital of the world. They all live in Jupiter, have their mansions, have their yachts, and a lot of them, like for example, a Brooks Koepka, who I know some people who went to high school with Brooks at Cardinal Newman in Lake Worth, they get their money, they get their girl, and the motivation is not there. I mean, that's what made Tiger Tiger. Tiger was sitting on, you know, $100 million. I was told a story that Tiger, before the British Open, the way he would prepare, he would wake up at like 1 a.m. every day to adjust to the time zone of Great Britain, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the kind of dedication. I don't know if some of these guys have that, because I keep asking people that know a hell of a lot more about golf than I do. Why is it the next best thing doesn't stay good for more than a couple of years? And we keep having this turnover, right? Anyway, Scheffler was, after 9/11, his family moved to Texas. He had a stay-at-home dad. His mom was working. This is not your typical dude either. Like, he's not just like an empty vessel that's really good at golf. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in finance. He's very religious. He's very family-oriented. He told everybody if his wife went into labor, he was leaving the tournament. He's just, he's very grounded, it seems like. Part of the U.S. team that won 27 Walker Cup. There's a number of SEC alums that are on the PGA Tour, but Scotty Scheffler, he might be going on one of those runs, because he just seems unflappable out there. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to take a bunch of millions of dollars and be like, yeah, okay, been there, done that. I'm not motivated anymore. Let's go party. As you mentioned, Jamie, Kentucky has its coach. He is Mark Pope. He was on the 96 title team. This is a fascinating, like, psychological case study. If you follow Big Blue Nation, remember, Mark Pope was not only not the first choice. They went after Nate Oates, got a no. Went after Chris Beard, got a no. Went after Hurley, got a no. And you won't convince me that they didn't at least feel out Billy Donovan. And he basically said, no, I'm staying in the NBA. I'm very happy right now with the Chicago Bulls. So insert Mark Pope. And there's a guy that hasn't won an NCAA tournament game. This is all how you phase this. JC and Morgan years ago, we used to do this thing where I would be like spin doctor for a particular hire. And I can tell you why it was a good hire. And I can tell you why it was a bad hire. So let's do this exercise. We're Kentucky, man. We can't get a coach more established than Mark, but we can get anybody who we want. This guy hasn't even won an NCAA tournament game. He's not that young. He's not like Billy Donovan at 30. What are we doing here? Were we just desperate? This is the best we could come up with? Fast forward, they go to Rupp Arena. They sell out the press conference, 20,000 fans. A bus rolls out there. The 96 title team walks. There's Tony Delk. And, you know, there's Shepard's pops, right? Jeff Shepard. Then all of a sudden you start hearing like, you know what? This guy's got something. He's one of us. And oh, by the way, he runs an exciting brand of offense that Rick Pitino likes. And he's going to be hungry, unlike Calipari, who clearly lost his hunger. I can spin it either way. The fact of the matter is, I don't know if this hire is going to work out. Did I have Mark Pope on my bingo card? No, not at all. But, you know, I give Mitch Barnhart credit. He went out there. He's going to be defined in a lot of ways on this hire, fairly or unfairly. And we'll see how he does, see how it works out.
Yeah, I like the hire. I think he's a basketball coach. They need a basketball coach. I mean, they're Kentucky. They're going to sign the best players. Can the guy coach basketball or not?
He took BYU to two titles in the after the two titles. Sorry, that's a big one. He took BYU to two tournaments, NCAA tournaments, and the second one was when everybody said, "Well, yeah, they're in the Big 12 now. Let's see what you got." And he still took him to the NCAA tournament. So the guy can coach. I'll tell you, truth be told, I had him on my radar when the South Carolina job came open. He was a guy I was looking at all kinds of names out there. And Mark Pope was somebody that I had my eye on. Now, did I think he was going to land Moby Dick, which is Kentucky basketball? No, I didn't think that. But good for him, man. Good for him. You know, the alumni good vibes that only last so far, you've still got to win. And they need to get to a Sweet 16 in like year one to satisfy that fan base.
Hey, by the way, if you real quick, Mike, if you go to Wikipedia and type in Mark Pope.
Right.
So, somebody has updated the Mark Pope resume at BYU. In his five seasons as coach there, 2019 through 2024. And in those 5 years, he went 24-0, 25-0, 26-0, 19-0, 26. He's 121-0.
How about that? Wikipedia is a fascinating. First of all, whenever you go there, they're begging you for money, right? Like, I can't go to Wikipedia without them going, "Hey, could you spare $5? And secondly, it really is a great source for information, but you also have to double check like everything, because right. That stuff happens all the time.
Guy never lost a game.
Priceless, right? What do you think of Eli Jones, Jamie?
I'm a huge fan, both personally and professionally. Outstanding.
Old school kind of ground ball, sinker ball pitcher.
Yeah, love it. Got to have it in this league. Yeah.
Well, if you don't have complete just electric swing and miss stuff, 67% of his ground ball is coming off the two-seamer. So he's kind of a throwback, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the SEC is full of these guys that light up radar guns and plus-plus velocity, and they're all projected first-rounders. And he's kind of a I'm not going to say he's Kip Balknight, but like he's just a different kind of guy. I appreciate that. I think the game of baseball is going to become really boring if everybody out there just throws smoke and everybody who's at the plate is swinging for the fences. That ain't great. I like that. I like to see more of that. Hey, have you guys been keeping up with Kentucky baseball? I mean, this is ridiculous. 14-1.
Yeah.
14-1. They just swept Auburn. Look, they're another one. Nick Mangione, they've adapted to their ballpark, which you don't have a ton of home runs there. They'll bunt, they'll hit and run, they'll a lot of motion on the bases, a lot of the little things. They almost at times play like a West Coast team, but they also have some pop. You know, they mm-hmm. also have some power, but I they're a refreshing story. Do they keep it up? I don't know. Kentucky is the one team in the SEC, the one program out of 16 now. It's never been Omaha. Never been to Omaha. So they're off to a great start. We're at the midway point, the turn, if you will. Tennessee finally heating up. They sweep LSU. They're 1-5, strong as anybody. Blake Burke leading the way, 25-game hitting streak, leading the league in hitting an SEC play. Mm-hmm. And then there's LSU. The defending national champions have lost 5 consecutive series in the SEC, the first time since 1992. Wow.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week. Nobody is immune to the down year in SEC baseball. Nobody. And when you lose some big-time players, I mean, Ray knew after that third trip to the national championship finals, you're going to lose the nucleus of that whole unit. Like, I don't care who took over that job. I don't care if Ray stayed. There was going to be a drop-off. There just was. And it wasn't a significant drop-off. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, they still went to a super in year one at Chad, right?
Yeah. Should have won it. Yeah, they got beat by North Carolina. It was a super lasted for like 8 days because Whittle was in Chapel Hill for forever and ran out of clothes because they had so many rain delays. Carolina should have won it. I mean, but then the next year, you know, Maryland, they were again a regional. Maryland beat them. And then the next year, the bottom fell out. They didn't make anything. And that was the first non-NCAA season since 99 in 2015.
I picture Whittle like in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where John Candy, he's living out of a suitcase and he puts his underwear in the sink to wash them and Steve Martin walks in and grabs him up. He's like, what the hell is this? Hey, Neil Page, don't mind my drawers. They're in the sink.
Clint, I got to mention this. Reese was 07, not 13. Go ahead.
Reese was 07. Yeah, the three errors. I remember that well. You know what else I remember that about that? There was a guy who was calling, I'm not going to mention his name, Tar Heel Baseball. So that me, TP, and I believe I got Tommy Moody to drive and join us. And they were doing some construction at the Bosch, so we didn't have our own booth. We had a little wooden partition separating us and the Tar Heel radio crew. And the guy who does Tar Heels, he's one of those guys, he's a loud talker. So he doesn't realize the microphone can mod, you know, like you don't have to yell and scream every word. But he is everything. We're back here on the Tar Heel Sports Network, and let me just say, and it's going like that, and I'm getting calls and text messages from Gamecock fans going, would you tell that A clown to shut the hell up or at least lower his voice? It's bleeding over into the broadcast. And I've never done that, but I politely walked over there and I just said, hey, buddy, you know, it's just a partition here. Everything you say is going over on our Gamecock broadcast. You might want to just, you know, you're at a 10. Maybe go to an 8.
Hey, buddy.
And he just kind of looked at me like, hey, man, that's how I do. I just yell and scream the whole time. And I'm a
wild talker. That's how we roll.
That's how I roll, baby. That's how we roll. That's my thing.
Like a game.
Okay.
That's my thing.
I would have been like, all right.
Don't tell me how to do me. So I told Tommy.
I'd have been sitting there banging on that partition and trying to like bother him. I'd have been like, boom, 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 boom. Every time he got loud, I'd be like, nah, 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 nah.
I mean, that's like some high school radio crap, you know? I mean, that's what you hear. The local radio guy goes to the, you know, the local high school that's big enough to support having some radio listeners. It's like, that's like listening to the damn Burns games in high school football season.
Yo,
with that guy. Hey, that's exactly what that sounds like.
Don't hate on the Burns games.
I'm hating on the cheddar head LeBron. They got announced.
It used to be nothing but
scream into the microphone.
Greg McKinney was good at it.
There were none better than Greg. No.
I was a sideline reporter for Burns football for 1 year. Of course, it's my alma mater, and I'd just gotten back to town. And my buddy was the coach. Like, my quarterback from high school, Brian, was the coach. He's since gone on and won a state championship at Westside. It was the worst Burns high school football season since I was in ninth grade. They went 3-8. They lost to everybody. And I had to interview my buddy after the game as the sideline reporter. It just got so uncomfortable and awkward. I said, I'll never do sideline reporting again, ever. Anyway, that's a little story.
Well, that's America's loss. That's all I can say about that. We can see if we can get that. Hell, they've had about 27 different Gamecock football sideline guys in the last 20 years, so I'm sure they'll taking applications. One other baseball note. So Charlie Condon, I realize we don't talk a lot of Georgia baseball here. Georgia baseball has been a woeful underachiever for years and years and years. I do think Wes Johnson was a good hire, and he'll do good things eventually. But they haven't sniffed Omaha in forever, it feels like. They fired Dave Perno, who took him there three times. So Charlie Condon, who's leading the planet in, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize he was a preferred walk-on at the University of Georgia?
Yeah.
He did not play at all as a freshman. He redshirted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was just completely overlooked in the recruiting process. The big kid, this is what he's doing. This past weekend, he hit his 24th home run.
Mm-hmm.
His batting average is .482. His slugging, whenever you have a decimal and a number to the left of the decimal in slugging, that's insanely good. That's RBI baseball, to use an old Nintendo reference, good. 1.109 is his slug. His OPS, which to me is, if you really want a number that tells you how good a hitter is doing, I know this is not digestible to the masses yet. Is a good OPS, even in college baseball, would you say, Jamie, like 850 would be a really good OPS?
Yeah.
I mean, 900, you're ripping it. His OPS, 1.695.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Which, by the way, folks were wondering, is on base plus slugging.
On base plus slugging, OPS. It's insane. Become a very in vogue number over the last 10 years, but I think it's a very telling one. I'm not a big WAR guy. I think WAR is full of crap, but I think OPS is actually very legit. So when have we seen this kind of dominance? Because, I mean, if you project his numbers, he is going to break all kinds of records. Chris Bryant comes to mind. In 2013, Bryant hit 31 home runs. Remember, that was kind of the dead ball era. They deadened the bats. They hadn't fixed the baseball yet. So he was out homering teams back in 2013. 31. I remember broadcast games for ESPN where you didn't have a single ball hit the warning track. It was terrible baseball. And then you had Gorilla Ball back in the days of Pete Incaviglia. Anybody remember that name, Pete Incaviglia?
Well, yeah, Pete hit 100 home runs in his career. He's the only player in the history of the game to do it in college baseball.
And he had a single season record of 48, but back then there was no limit on how many you played. So he's at Oklahoma State. They played in 75 games.
Yeah.
Right? And 65 regular season games.
Right. He only played three years.
Right. Yeah. First round draft pick of the Rangers. So the 21st century college hitter record last year was Caglione. Jack Caglione of Florida with 33. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got Condon sitting at 24 right now. I think he's going to shatter the record. And again, it's Georgia, so nobody is talking about it nationally. But I appreciate greatness. He is freaking great. Like, what he is doing right now is unreal. All right, I mentioned this briefly. Spring football has kind of taken a dip. Did you guys see what Ole Miss did on Saturday?
Yeah, I think I was most a fan of the Joey Chestnut sighting.
Yeah.
Didn't really care for the tire rolls or the dunk contest, but the hot dog thing, I can do the hot dog thing.
All right, I'm with you there. I like a good Joey Chestnut scarfing down a Nathan's dog or 100 of them as much as anybody. But putting a hardwood floor on the field to have a dunk contest, having a tug of war, playing with no pads, having 7-on-7, basically Lane Kiffin said, this is a joke, and I'm going to play it as such. The circus is in town, and this is what we're doing. That was the ultimate. It was like Midnight Madness meets the Pro Bowl, essentially what it was in Oxford. And look, I'm not hating on it. I get it. Like, nobody's taking them seriously anymore. So that's what they did in Oxford, and we'll see what they do Saturday in Columbia. Maybe, let's see, maybe Dawn Staley will be in the wing tee, and then they'll run a reverse, and she'll hand it off to Justin Smoke, and then he'll throw a pass down the field to a streaking Darius Rucker, and then Darius will stop at the goal line, and then he'll give it to
this is getting fancy.
he'll give it to Josh Gray, and Josh Gray will then take it and do a dunk on the crossbar, and that'll be the most exciting touchdown that you'll see on Saturday. And that is your Love Chevy Drive Around the SEC.
Brought to you by Love Chevy, where the inventory is overflowing and the deals are in full bloom. I-26 at Harbison and at lovechevy.com. Together, let's drive.
Together, let's drive.
All right, I got something to say. So I just got a text from our boy Perry at Britton's.
And all right.
Remind everybody of this. On Saturday, so you guys know the mighty sound of the Southeast, the marching band got invited to the Macy's Day, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. In New York City. Big honor for any marching band. I think it's the first time they've been able to go. Well, Perry's a big supporter of the Carolina band, and they're having a fundraiser the day of the spring game from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You got food, prizes. You win a $100 gift certificate. That'll get you a really, really nice shirt. Like, we don't have our Britons on today, but I have mine packed and ready to go. Comfortable shirt, slimming. I'll say that. They're very slimming shirts. And 10 to 6 day of the spring game, many of you will be in town anyway. Go swing by there on Divine Street right before the baseball game. Get you to take a look at their selections and support the Gamecock Marching Band. Mighty Sound of the Southeast. Britons does dress the show during the season, is one of our sponsors. So wanted to give a nice shout out there to him. I told him I would do that many, many times before Saturday.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. All right. And that's at Britons?
Yeah, Britons of Columbia on Divine Street. So it's he'll be out there, and it's like I said, it goes to support the all the funds or whatever go to support the marching band going to New York City for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, so they can play Step to the Rear, but beside the inflatable Bart Simpson and Snoopy and all those, you know,
that stupid. Would be fantastic.
I saw somebody like, not a terrorist, but maybe kind of like the guy on that movie 12 Monkeys, Brad Pitt's role, like decided they were going to coordinate an attack and cut all the cords for those floats.
Wow. Set them free. There's a reference.
Is that a Fiverr? Remember 12? Yeah. 12 Monkeys is up there.
I was a one and done for me. I saw it when I was, fairly young. I didn't really grasp a whole lot of that movie, to be honest with you. And then I hit it and quit it.
I don't want to spoil it, but
Sam Murphy at the opening bell of my segment here on the Power Hour says, Mike, finish the Sopranos over the weekend. Thoughts on how the finale ended. Then someone else said, don't spoil it. I still don't plan on watching it. So if I can't tell you how the Sopranos ended, you can't say how 12 Monkeys ended, JC. Spoiler alert.
Jan says, don't forget the Rosie O'Donnell balloon. Only Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell's a loser. And anyway, I don't know. She was great in A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
They were all great.
I don't like Madonna very much either, but she was great in A League of Their Own.
She was great in A League of Their Own, too.
Hell, I don't like Gina Davis very much. Patricia Arquette. Little sister. I don't really like very many of them at all, but JC, I like that movie.
I thought of you the other day. So I got a new TV. It's a Samsung, and it's a smart TV. So Samsung has their own channels. And, you know, it's like different movie channels, different comedy channels. They have a sports station that just airs random games from years past. They had the one that Seth Greenberg and I called a year ago with G.G. Jackson going up against Brandon Miller, the overtime game in Columbia. I was like, this is actually on a channel right now. And then they have a channel, I blank you not, that all they do is for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, run Family Ties. Sha-na-na-na. 24-7. And
so the theme song's on a loop there.
Oh, it's a total pimp song. And
pimp song.
I'm like, every time they play it, I'm like, I'm jazzed to like watch another episode. And it brings me back to my childhood and all that other good stuff. But Gina Davis was one of the women that Alex P. Keaton dated. Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox was one of the women that Alex P. Keaton dated. He went through a flurry of hotties. Alex P. Keaton was crushing on Family Ties back in the 80s.
Yes, he was. Justine Bateman played his sister. It's Jason Bateman's sister. I always thought she was kind of hot. But
her career.
Yeah, it's so the wife and I started watching Married with Children, like for pilot on through. It's on Paramount or it's on Max. Right. And because it's based in Chicago. Like I saw the fountain from the beginning of the show one day because we were downtown. It's like that fountain looks familiar. I'm getting deja vu like crazy. And she's like, "Is it from the opening of Married with Children?" I'm like, "Yes, it is." There's that
love
and marriage.
Al Bundy I've never was seen baller, by the way. And
I have never Paul Kai.
He played college ball. Like he was a legit athlete.
The Mac. Yeah. Wasn't he in the Mac or something like Ohio U or someplace?
Oh, and he's a hell of a coach too. And the little Giants put that old Moranis in his. Put him in his
there place. Yeah, I'll tell you this right now, pig.
Blow the whistle.
But so we're sitting there watching, and it's one of those where he's like, he's giving his buddy advice, and his buddy's got his kid with him, and he's like, "Tell my kids some advice." He's like, "Never get married, blah, 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 blah. Women, blah, blah, blah." And the kid is Joey from Friends. And I'm like, wow, it's kind of crazy when you look back on it. You know, the guy that played Jefferson Darcy in Married with Children was also on the freaking Love Boat.
Yeah.
Everybody was on the Love Boat. Yeah. There's a YouTube video of every celebrity that was on that show. It's insane.
He was also on Happy Days. Like he was the cousin on Happy Days. Jefferson Darcy from Married with Children. He's been on that other stuff.
Peg in Married with Children. It's hard to believe she ended up playing the role that she did in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, complete. Yeah. Whoa. I mean that now
she was incredible.
That's great act. That she's Katie Segal. She's very good. Yeah.
She's incredible. Yeah. Incredible actress.
Jefferson was in Revenge of the Nerds too. He was the jock for Alpha.
Like,
oh yes. That's Ted McGinley, right?
You think about all of them.
Yeah.
That makes me want to start watching Sons of Anarchy again. I just love that show. But like, how about like what Christina Applegate's going through right now, man? Like she was
sad. Yeah.
It is so sad. You know,
I just listened to a podcast she was on for like an hour. There's a podcast called with Dana Carvey and David Spade.
It's good. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it is really good. I've heard that. Yes.
It's really good. And they had her on for like an hour talking about everything she's been through and all that. It's very interesting, very sad in a way because she has MS and as she points out, like it just does not get any better. She's just trying to get through life with it. She just had that show Dead to Me, which my wife and I watched. It was actually pretty entertaining. And she was really good in that as well. But yeah, probably a good time for the bumper. We're going
back. Yeah, Christina Applegate was kind of on my Britney Spears list. Like, yeah, probably.
I love Christina Applegate.
She was even
in Anchorman. Remember in Anchorman, she was just as hot.
I
thought she was hotter, I think.
Yeah.
Veronica. Every role she's ever played has been phenomenal. Me and that Veronica Vaughn got it on.
Man, Veronica Vaughn. There's a Chris Farley mini series or movie one coming out. Chris Farley, like somebody's playing Chris Farley. It should be interesting.
Bruin, I'm with you. Gemma's role in Sons of Anarchy was just phenomenal. I mean,
I need to see that. I have not.
You've never seen Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah,
bring it.
I never have either. Yep. Nope.
You know, hey, we can put together a must see list of stuff, Jamie, and I'm going to tell you,
Mike,
you've got some homework.
That's fine, but this is the summer of SOA for you. Get it in before football because you can't.
Okay.
You and Summer, like, you won't go to. Has she seen Sons of Anarchy?
No. She doesn't watch a lot of TV. She looks at me. And she's, how much
you
TV
won't go to bed? Like
it's one of those.
Yeah, you can't.
This was not a where I didn't watch it because I didn't think I'd like it. There's a lot of shows I've never seen The Wire. Somebody in chat row mentioned The Wire. I'm sure I'd love The Wire, but I can only, again, the buffet table, my plate, I can only put so much on there, and I mean, 24 hours of family ties. Sha-na-na-na. How am I gonna switch from that? Hey, Monday, kids eat free. Salsaritas, two locations. Get yourself a taco bar, fiesta bar, if you want to do a little catering. Lexington Target Center. You've also got the West Columbia installment as well. That is Suki and the gang at Salsaritas. Terrific. Tex-Mex. A lot of our listeners have had the opportunity to win a fiesta pack and have loved it. If you don't win a fiesta pack, you can still enjoy Salsaritas, two locations in the Midlands.
When we return, Ethan Petrie, we mentioned home runs, climbing the charts. And if you're at Founders Park this weekend, you might see him do something that only 9 players in the history of the school have done.
JC, what was the positive meter on Big Spur for the Gamecocks winning a series on the road against a Florida team that had to have that series? What was the positive meter?
Was blew it on Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday. Killed it, I'm sure. Sunday. I knew it.
Nah, it's a little more positive this week about baseball. It's football is really it's become the sorrow swamp that killed a Trey U and the horse and the rock man and the never ending story. It's become the nothing. These people are all sitting around slitting their wrists preparing for the nothing to come.
JC getting frustrated over text messages and posts about negative football. That's what I'm here for. He's like Mutombo swatting weak shots in the paint. He's rejecting them left and right, and I can't get enough of it.
Hey, it's not time. Well, I got depressed after 2-6 last year. I'll admit it. I knew it was coming. I didn't think they'd win all 4. I was depressed, but I got over it, man. I've gotten married since then. I've grown as a human.
You haven't been through a football season married yet. Well, the real test is coming. So let's see how you do.
Actually, I went through about 10 of them, and just a reason. Those didn't go too well for me.
Anyway. Nat, we're here for you, Nat. All right, we got to go to break, guys. We've got to hit a break. We're missing breaks here. So we'll hit a timeout. We'll be right back.
We have started in 1979. Because we're a manufacturer, we're able to control our costs. That's why we like to manufacture as much of the product as we can, because in our factory stores, we can offer a competitive edge over other people around the country. When people come into one of our Palm Casuals, it's like they're buying their car at Detroit. They're going right to the factory and buying their car.
30-day money-back guarantee. That's a big deal with us. I mean, we give 30 days to do anything. I mean, return it, change it, get a different color, get your money back.
When you pull into a store and it says Palm Casual, you know you're at a factory store.
Rescues and Resin, proud supporters of Carolina Rise. They are also proud partners of the show. They make products you can't get anywhere else. Custom designed wood and resin products that make your tailgate, make your home, or make anything stand out. Order a custom cutting board, coasters, wall art, tables, and more. Contact Dustin and Tabitha at rescuesandresin.com today. Rescuesandresin.com, and put your imagination to work. Rescues and Resin, proud partners of Inside the Gamecocks, the show.
Hey, Gamecock fans, Mike Morgan here. During my time in Columbia, one of my favorite places to eat was Salsaritas. When I go back now for work or any other reason, it's still Salsaritas. Yeah, I'm like you. I love tacos. I love Tex-Mex. Where are you going to go to get them? Well, you've got 2 convenient Salsaritas locations, one in Lexington at the Target Center and one in West Columbia as well. Now, if you like tailgating, and who doesn't? Whether it's for a football game or anything else, they've got the catering hotline. Get yourself some Fiesta packs to take tailgating. Get yourself the Three Amigos bundles for tailgating. They make catering easy with a fresh, hot setup. And again, you just call the phone number 803-543-6297 to set it up. You can also look them up online, or you can even download the app. Salsaritas is just a cut above the rest. That's why they're serving Williams-Brice Stadium and the South Stands, also serving in the Colonial Life Arena. Again, that catering hotline number, make it easy for you and the folks out there. You don't need to settle for sandwiches every time. 803-543-6297. 803-543-6297.
It's 2024.
and it's time to get in shape. Charleston Fitness Equipment can help you do just that in Mount Pleasant. The Wilkins family, big Gamecock fans and proud supporters of Carolina Rise and our programming on the Chief Sports Network. But most importantly, proud supporters of you getting healthy and staying healthy. CharlestonFitnessEquipment.com. Find them on the Chief Sports app and in Mount Pleasant. Happy New Year.
This is Zachary Davis from Carolina Hoops.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you.
Contact local agent Gary Patterson for your personal price plan today.
Touchdown goal. Set up the screen and it goes to Brewer. 20, 15, 10, 5. Pitches it to Brewer, turns to Cody, touchdown, number 3 of the afternoon.
Hey folks, it's Mike Morgan for Ryan Brewer Fence. That's right, you know the former Gamecock legend as a terrific college football player. Well, I know him as that too. I also know him as the guy that runs a great business, one of the best businesses in South Carolina. How do I know that? Well, for one, I'm actually a client of Ryan's. I had my home in Columbia done years ago, and his crew did an outstanding job, just as he does for everybody else. Whether you're in the market for a fence, railings, columns, or anything in between, their craftsmanship, their experience, and service second to none. Ryan Brewer Fence has over 15 years of experience with consultation and installation of residential and commercial fencing and railings. Rest assured, your job will be done with an unparalleled level of expertise, and it's done on time, and they do it right the first time. Again, you're not going to do any better than Ryan Brewer, Ryan Brewer Fence. The website is ryanbrewer.net. Set up an appointment today. Tell them Mike sent you.
My company is Billy G's Carolina Barbecue. We are based in Columbia, South Carolina. And we have two lines of sauces and a spice rub. I mean, when people try our product, they know it's a gourmet product and it can go on any type of food. It's not surprisingly delicious. It's expectedly delicious.
Oh, man. The building is on fire.
Emergencies and accidents happen. When you're in the middle of a fire or water event, all you want is for things to return to normal as soon as possible. Resto Pros of the Midlands is with you, guiding you through the process and working with you to get your home or office back in working order. They'll answer your questions, discuss procedures, and can act as your advocate when it comes to processing your insurance claim. RestoProsMidlandsSC.com. Open 24/7 when you need them. Quality that is guaranteed.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you.
Contact local agent Gary Patterson for your personal price plan today.